across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
And our guest is in the studio. It is Paul from Lockhouse Escape Rooms. Hello.
Hello, Tim. How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
It's glorious today, isn't it?
It's like, lovely,
I've just
isn't it?
Been skipping along in the sun.
Yes. I was saying to Kasia, who was on the show before me earlier, my co-presenter Liz, who's normally here, is in Dubai this week on holiday with her children. And I said, if I look outside and look at the sky, it could be Dubai out there. Just forget about the buildings and stuff that you can see. it could be very warm. It's not that warm outside, although it's going to be like 20 degrees on Friday or something. It's like something silly.
Good
so,
God. Spring yeah. has happened, hasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, well, I think we can probably say this is spring.
This is actually spring.
Yeah, I think. Don't think we're getting too carried away with that thought.
Are we jinxing it by saying that too?
Well, it could snow next week. Maybe now we've said that.
I'm touching wood very firmly.
right, so you're from Lockhouse Escape Rooms, which are yep. on Regent Street?
Yep, number 70 Regent Street.
And how long have you been there for?
Well, it just came up to 2 years. It's going to be 2 years in May.
Okay.
And, yeah, no, it's been glorious. Like, we're finally running smoothly, yeah. which is nice. It's been a quest, but we're
there now. I guess it does take quite a while to get things working properly, because there's a lot of different elements and things that you need to test and...
Just that. There's so many moving parts. And what you do when you're designing these games is you make the game, and then you test it on customers, real-life customers, yeah. and then you find out what they like, and you make changes... And then you repeat that like hundreds and hundreds of times.
Yeah.
So we're actually still changing our games to this day.
Right.
And we did our most recent change on the Secret Agent game just a few days ago.
Okay.
And we've now got really nasty wallpaper in there, which we thought the customers would like.
Oh, right.
yeah,
okay.
It's horrid.
So
it really is.
Escape room. So I said to you off air, me and Ollie, we've never done an escape room before.
Yep.
But I know people who do them regularly. I've actually got a friend of mine that runs an escape room up north. They are a phenomenon, so popular, and I think once you've done one, generally, a lot of people then get addicted to them, don't they?
It is quite addictive, particularly in those last few minutes of a game, because you've got your mission, which you have to probably do in 1 hour, and then in those last few minutes, you are just desperate to make it work.
Yeah.
And we do sneak it a little bit. We try to make it so customers do get into the last minutes of the game. Yeah. And yeah, that gives a real kind of adrenaline hit. And what you can probably guarantee is that after you've done it, you're going to walk away and talk about it for the rest of the evening. Mm-hmm. Like, hopefully or possibly telling off your mates who got it wrong. But just generally taking it apart.
Yeah.
So,
but you want people to leave ultimately with a positive experience.
Even
if they weren't very good at the game.
Exactly that. We want them to walk out walking on air. Like, we want them to walk away, you know, just blown away by what a good time they've had.
Yeah,
it happens sometimes. Not every time.
That's the same, because you can't legislate for people. You know, you get people come in of differing abilities.
Yep.
And some of them you'll probably, because you watch people, don't you? You got cameras and things, so you can do,
but not in a creepy way.
And elements of them are interactive, and you can help out and things.
That's right. So we have one games master for every customer group, and we kind of regard ourselves as the fifth team member or whatever.
Yeah.
So we regard ourselves as a team member, and our objective, we do ask the players before they start, okay, but our objective is to try to steer the players to just about finishing on time. Okay, sometimes people want no hints, in which case they get no hints. But assuming they want the hinted experience, like we try and steer them towards having just the right amount of frustration, just the right amount of satisfaction, and ideally finishing like really close to the hour if we can.
Yeah, because the last thing you want is somebody that either completes it too quickly or doesn't really get anywhere and an hour's gone and they're still trying to crack the first thing.
It kills you inside, Tim. It kills you inside. Like, and we do, so when that happens, we do sometimes enter the room ourselves. So we'll actually enter the room and just actually physically help the players.
Yeah.
But most people finish in a good kind of time and they've generally had a brilliant time.
Mm.
I can't say 100% of the times, but generally they've had a brill time.
Yeah. So what was it that got you involved in the world of escape rooms in the first place?
I'm a former addict as well. Like I played one in Amsterdam in 2015.
Right.
And after that, I just went and played loads. And I thought to myself, my God, Cambridge really needs one of these.
Yeah.
From early 2016, I've been trying to set one up, and it took a while, but we're here now, and glad we did it.
When you say it takes a while, you have to find somewhere in which to do it. Cambridge is not that cheap in terms of property rent and all that sort of things. But do you have to have a certain type of space in order for you to be able to do this, so that you're not that restricted on what you can offer?
Yeah, you certainly need enough space. And you need it to be reasonably central so that people can get there. But then in Cambridge, as you know, we have real problems with property.
Mm-hmm.
And the property, it's hard to get property as an independent business in Cambridge.
Right.
So we had a lot of struggles with that. In the end, Downing College took pity on us and agreed to let us some space. Thank you, Downing. And here we are.
Cool. So the games that you've got, how many different games have you got at the moment?
We've got three games.
Okay.
So we've got the Egyptian game,
yeah,
where you're set in a tomb and you have to clamber through tunnels and move big blocks around, stuff like that. We've got the Armageddon game, which is set in the Cavendish Laboratory. And in this game, we've got an asteroid approaching the Earth, and you have to get into the lab, fix a missile, fire it at the asteroid, knock the asteroid off orbit, and save your species.
Brilliant.
All within 1 hour.
That sounds fun.
It is fun. It's dangerous, but it's fun.
Brilliant.
And then last but not least, certainly not least, we've got the Secret Agent game. Now, that is our trickiest game. It's definitely quite hard. A lot of players have it as their favourite, a lot of the players who played all three. And that is set in a Cold War safe house. And you have to investigate various bunkers and discover and stop the plan of Maximilian Ivello, mastermind and generally bad chap.
Right.
You've got to thwart his plans to save the world.
Yeah. And that's probably the one that we think we're sending a group from Cambridge 105 Radio to take part in. Notice you said that's the trickiest one. So okay,
really
great.
Hard. Can't wait for that.
Give them the most difficult one to do.
You look like a couple of game chaps, I reckon.
Yeah, I don't know. I having never been to one, I liken escape rooms to a bit like with the Crystal Maze, when you go in and complete a challenge and they put you in the room and if you don't succeed, then they leave you there for a little while. Do you leave customers in the room?
Some of them are still there, right?
Well, we joked about this earlier. Ollie said, what happens to all the people that fail? I said, they're all still there.
Yeah, it's just a pile of bones if you look at
the just adds to the effect the next person goes in. This is what you could look like at the end of the hour. Like,
we find it to be a strong motivator.
I can imagine.
Yeah. You see the bones and you're like,
you seem such a friendly person on the face of it.
This escape room thing is just a way to cover for my kidnapping habit.
And do you, the friend of mine that runs a escape room up north, he's an actor by trade.
Yep.
There's a lot of that element in there as well, isn't it? Because you have to play the role of a character and there is a lot of drama involved.
Yes. So I play the role of Anubis, Egyptian Lord of the Dead,
right,
in the Egyptian game. And it involves talking in a gravelly voice and trying to scare people in a slightly pantomime way.
In terms of the games that you have, do you have to change them on a regular... You said you update them. Because if you have people that come to you on a regular basis, do you then need to make sure that you're catering for those people? They can come back.
Well, absolutely, and it's a real challenge for all escape rooms. So unfortunately, you can only play each game once, and once you played it, it's not going to be fun a second time. we are trying desperately to get some more property on Regent Street, where we're going to put in another three games.
Right.
We've been struggling so far.
Yeah.
But the objective is that we keep the old games, which are now very good and very polished, and we provide which tourists will still want to play because they don't live here.
Yeah.
And then we'd like to provide another three games for the existing customers, existing residents. Mm. Watch this space. We're doing our best, but it's hard moving, hard work.
And have you got lots of ideas in the pipeline of what to do with those games?
So many.
Do you still go and play escape rooms in other places?
I'm actually off to Budapest this evening.
Oh, wow.
To look at... So we got some pieces for our games from Trap, who are like the kind of leaders in Europe at this kind of thing. And so I'm meeting them tomorrow to look at that. They've got two new games that they want me to see. So there's a good chance we'll put one of those games into the new rooms.
So that's what you do. You would then take a game from somewhere else and put it in your escape room.
Yeah, we're going to take at least one that way.
Right.
But I've also got designs which I've made myself or which the team has made. So the team's actually really well motivated. They're like a real jolly lot. And yeah, so it's... Everyone's got a whole bunch of ideas, and they're all showering everywhere all these ideas, and we're kind of filtering through them, and it'll turn into some kind of a game. I hope it's good, but it should be good. Touch wood. Touching wood.
You tell you test these games on members of the public, so people that have no affiliation to you are going to give you honest feedback, and not family members are going to say it's great when it might not be.
Well, yeah, it's really hard to get people to be honest, and we do appreciate it when they are. If it's crap,
all right, you can say it's rubbish.
Yeah. We if it's bad, we really, really, really want to know. So please, anyone, if you play our games and you don't like it, call me up or send us a phone call, whatever it is, and just tell us, and we'll do our best to make it right.
Yeah. Now, you were saying to me off air that you have lots of fun things, obscure things, random things happen when people come and play a game. One of the most popular things is a proposal.
Yes, that's right. Yes, we've now had three proposals inside Lockhouse, and thank God every single time she said yes. But we do watch. We actually record it and give the proposee.
That's nice.
So we give them a video of what happened to take away. They've each gone well so far. The closest we had to failure was this one chap who's a lovely guy, and he was actually very nervous about proposing. And this was actually the first proposal we did inside Lockhouse, so we were nervous as well.
Yeah.
And so he'd been planning this for weeks ahead, and he came in 2 weeks before to give us a ring. And it was only a few minutes before he was going to come in to do the proposal that we thought to check the safe. And we checked the safe, found out the battery had run out, and we couldn't get into it. And so there was me and Ben. Ben's our assistant manager. So there's me and Ben trying to hack our way into this safe while the poor man has turned up with his partner. Like, he's really nervous, and there's just us behind the curtains going bang, 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 bang. We actually drilled it out in the end. We got it out with about a minute to spare before he was going to
pass it off as part of the experience, couldn't you? Really?
Yeah.
The loud noise is part of the sound effects.
Well, yeah, I mean, you probably wouldn't question it necessarily, would you?
When do they propose? Sort of get it done at the start and say, right, we can get cracking with the escape room now. Do they sort of leave it to the last minute when it's...
It's always been right at the end. It's always been right at the end. And what we tend to do is we'll put the ring in some kind of a box which they need to get into, as part of the game. And of course, he knows that's going to happen, but she doesn't know. And so when they get to that bit, she'll open it, find a ring, and then he'll get down on one knee.
Yeah.
And it's all...
It's when he gets down on one knee that they realise that it's a genuine ring and not just part of the game. Not one that you find in a cracker.
That gives me an idea. How about we start putting a ring at the end anyway? just to add confusion, just smoke and mirrors and all that.
And then customers leaving because their partner thinks they're going to be proposed to, and actually it wasn't. It was just part of the game.
Just the ring at the end.
Yeah. So those people, presumably, because you told that story on the radio, they know what happened after that drama.
We told them afterwards. Yeah. But thank God they hadn't worked it out at the
time.
And I promise that if anyone else comes to propose at Lockhouse, I shouldn't have said the story, but if anybody else comes,
you make sure you check the battery in the safe.
That's never going to happen again.
I love how it was the first one, because you must have been a bit nervous about the second one, thinking, it won't happen again.
Goodness, yeah. No, it's added an element of fear to what should just be a joyous occasion for us each time. But we still love it.
Of course.
It's nice to be part of.
So speaking of occasions, you said a lot of people come for birthday parties and celebrations of like that. Any other reason why people have been to do an escape room?
Yeah, so we get lots of birthday parties. Yeah. We get lots of families in half term. That's a big thing for us.
Yeah.
So I'd advise booking quick if you want to come at half term.
Do you get companies coming on like team building experiences?
Yes, we do. So yeah, it's probably about 50% corporate booking, so we do. They're really jolly up. They have a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It must be tricky to sort of target certain people because, like you said, you get kids in half term and then you get probably like your team building exercises at other time of the year, we're slightly older. How do you target them in terms of making the games easy enough so the kids can really get involved, but then equally challenging for the others?
It's really tricky. It is really tricky. And that's what all the playtesting is for. So we keep adding things, changing things after talking to customers and seeing where the bottlenecks are. But we're also with them, like, for most of the game over the microphone.
Of course, yeah.
So if anyone gets too frustrated, I'm giving away all the secrets. If anyone looks frustrated, we tend to drop them a hint. So we want a little bit of frustration, but not too much. You need a bit of frustration to make it fun that you solved it. But we don't want players getting bored.
I think it's good that people know that, because some people might be a bit nervous about coming and thinking, oh, I might be rubbish and I might just be, you know, wandering around in a room for an hour just, you know, trying to solve this, you know, code or whatever it might be. If they know that there's, you know, that it's an interactive experience.
But aren't they going to try and look bored now to get a hint?
Yeah. Damn, well, I'm maybe. So frustrated.
Maybe, yeah.
Oh, what am I going to do?
And you're like, oh no, we better help this person out.
If only we could have a hint.
Yeah. Hello. Looking around the room, looking for a camera.
We do sometimes make the players dance to get a hint.
Oh, really? You can see really they're at your mercy, really, aren't they? Yeah. You can have some fun with them in that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that tends to be the more kind of wild sort of hen party stag
kind
of things.
Yes, yeah.
And we have a bit of fun with those guys.
You judge the person as they're in as to how what you can get away with.
That's it, exactly. You've really got to tailor-make each game for each person, like, otherwise it just goes wrong.
Yeah. So you're based on Regent Street. You open 7 days a week?
7 days a week, 9 a.m. till 11 p.m.
Wow.
Yep.
Oh, long days.
Busy odd week, yeah.
So what happens when somebody wants to come along? You run by time slots, obviously, because games last a certain amount of time. So on your website, people choose what they want to play and when they want to play it?
Yeah, that's right. So the website's lockhouse.co.uk. And there's a booking system on there, and you can the session's every 1.5 hours through the day. Mm-hmm. So you just choose a game, choose a time, and book it up.
Brilliant.
The other way around is you can call us 01223 321 216, and we'll book it for you.
Great. And you don't need to bring anything, just turn
just
up?
Just yourself.
Unless you want to do a proposal, in which case you need to bring a ring.
Potentially provide one for you. Is there a special woman in your life?
It could be a sideline for you. do that as well. Another thing you said you wanted to mention was the Race for Science event that you're involved with next
absolutely.
Month.
Absolutely. So the Race for Science is going to be a large event in Cambridge on the 30th of March. It's in aid of prostate cancer, or in aid of preventing prostate cancer. Yeah. Sorry, that makes more sense, doesn't it? It's about funding research for prostate cancer. And it's across 7 hubs in Cambridge. And it's like a Cambridge-wide scavenger hunt. We're expecting about 15,000 to 20,000 guests. It's going to be a biggie. Yeah. So you get an app, and the app takes you around the city in like scavenger hunt style, and you have to get into the puzzle hubs. And inside there, you get around 10 minutes to solve your way through a bunch of puzzle challenges. You play it in teams of 2 to 5. Lockhouse is going to be one of the hubs.
Yep.
So we're actually designing our puzzle entry for that at the moment. But there's another 7 hubs. Another one is the Grain and Hop. And then there's a couple in the colleges. Citrix is doing one.
Right.
It's going to be a big day, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to be a player as well as a hub.
Well, when you get to yours, then you'll know how to solve that one, won't you?
Just like Jeff Sessions, I'm going to recuse myself.
Oh, okay.
So I will step back from solving my own puzzles.
Cool. And is there a website for that for people who get involved?
That's raceforscience.com. And I think tickets go from about £20 to £45.
Right. Great. That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
And it's all in aid of... Of cancer research, so it's, you know, something that's touched us all.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Well, thank you for coming in. It's been
thank
lovely
you
to meet you.
Me.
Your enthusiasm for your business and escape rooms in general comes across very well.
Oh,
so
thank you.
If you can infiltrate that into people listening who want to been thinking about it, but maybe not quite taking that last step, then I think you may have succeeded in that. So hopefully you'll get
let's
some more business out of this. And hopefully on Sunday we'll send a team down and we'll hear what they get up to on this show next week.
Yeah, I can't wait. And I'll come down and be your games master for
that. Brilliant. Yeah. To get you out working on the Sunday as well.
Yeah, that's all right.
Cool. Thank you very much, Paul.
Thank you.